If you had the opportunity to sit down with the top experts in our field and you could ask them just one question, what would you ask? I'll tell you what mine was in just a second. And actually, I want to share a few of the answers that I got. But first, let me tell you about the experts I'm thinking of. I'm talking about trauma experts like Bessel van der Kolk, Peter Levine, and Pat Ogden, and specialists in mindfulness like Tara Brach, Jack Kornfield, and Ron Siegel. So let's get back to where we began. If you could put one question to every single one of these experts on this dream team, what would you ask? Here was the burning question on my mind. Why do people get stuck? And how do we help them change? I started with that question because it's relevant to nearly every specialty or modality, and it also applies to almost every patient we see. I'd like to share three different short takes on this one question so that you can see what I mean. I think you'll find these useful in your work. Let's begin with Esther Perel. She's a marriage and family therapist and an expert on relationships and sexuality. Esther's angle on stuckness gave me a perspective that I'd never had before. Have a listen.
Stuckness is more a quality of an interaction with a situation, with oneself, with a person, with a mental belief system than the specific belief system itself. It's the rigidity. It's the unbending nature of it. Stuck is when stability goes rigid. If you were to think systemically, you would say every system straddles stability and change. If there is too much stability, you fossilize and you go stuck. If there is too much change, you can go chaotic. So stuck is the extreme version of stable.
Stability that's gone rigid. That gives me a whole new framework for understanding some of the clients I've worked with. Maybe you can imagine different ways that that perspective could help you with one of your clients. And what you heard was only the beginning of the conversation that I had with Esther. She had a lot more to say about how people get stuck and how we can help them change. But I've got a few more perspectives that I want to share with you, so for now, let's keep moving. Dr. Joan Borisenko had a different take on why clients get stuck. Joan is a Harvard-trained cell biologist and a licensed psychologist. Here she is on why she thinks people get stuck.
People keep rerunning their grievance stories. They keep rerunning their trauma stories. They keep rerunning the I'm not good enough story, whatever it is. And so there's constantly a track going on in the head that rehearses the very traumatic and difficult and limiting things that box people in. And so what happens, as you so very well know, is that we develop brain patterns. You keep practicing the same thing. If it takes 10,000 hours to become good at anything, most of us have way more than 10,000 hours of the rehearsal of various difficult stories.
So, 10,000 hours. I hadn't thought of it that way before, but I think Joan is right. Beyond that, she's talking about stuckness from a brain perspective. And actually, the brain came up in quite a few of the conversations I had with the experts. What Joan said is that we solidify brain patterns when we keep doing things the same way. It becomes a trap, and that makes it harder to change and grow. And here's the thing. That's not true only for our patients. That's true for us as well. That's why for this new project, I wanted to approach these experts in a completely different way than we have in the past. That's because I don't think we'll get to the next generation of ideas if we keep rehashing the ideas that we've already got. So now let's shift gears again and hear from a psychologist who touched on the idea of perspective and how it can impact a person who's feeling stuck. Dr. Michael Yapko, a psychologist and leading expert on Ericksonian hypnosis, Michael Yapko has opened my thinking about how we as practitioners might inadvertently contribute to the problem of stuckness.
Well, we tell people that it's about their brain, or we tell them it's about their biochemistry, or we tell them it's about their genetics. or we use language. We tell people who have, for example, a history of abuse, we tell them, you're an abuse survivor, which on the surface sounds very empowering. And yet, just beneath the surface, where people respond to implications, we're telling people that they can globally define themselves according to their unchangeable history. And I think it was one of the most valuable lessons I learned from Jay Haley directly when I first started studying with him. And I came to our very first supervision meeting armed with this great case that I was going to present to him. And I filled my description with all kinds of psychobabble, hoping that I would impress him. So I asked him what he would do with this particular woman who had a borderline personality disorder, and she was dysthymic, and she had this ego-dystonic internal dialogue, and I threw in all this stuff before I finally asked him, so what would you do with her? And there was a long pause before Jay finally said, I wouldn't let her have those problems. And I thought that was a pretty confusing answer at first. It took me a long time to really understand the genius of what he was saying, which was never define problems in unsolvable terms. So I think there's the one side of the experience is when the client comes in stuck because of their own perspectives. But I also think there's the practitioner side, the therapist side of reinforcing stuckness by some of the language that we use, some of the philosophies that we have.
So in just the last few minutes, we've heard three different takes on why people get stuck. In the interest of time, these vignettes that I shared with you today are small excerpts of much larger conversations. So why does this matter? I don't know about you, but when I have a new perspective, a new way of seeing a problem that finally helps a patient move forward, well, that can be one of the most fulfilling, exciting parts of the work that we do. Today we shared key ideas on why people get stuck. And in a few days, we'll look at a different question. Why do people lose their aliveness and vitality, and how can we help them get it back? But in the meantime, I'd like to hear from you. Why do you think people get stuck? And how will you use these ideas in your work? Please let us know in the comment section right below, and I'll be back soon. Thanks for watching.